And we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Brevard High School, bringing you all the Pisgah action. Earlier tonight, we had the Lady JV Pisgah Bears victorious, guys, with a big win over the Blue Devils. And now we're watching the end of the JV Boys game with your JV Boys up by 20. Going to get the win here. So tonight, all the action will be brought to you by Jack Webb, Mark Stevenson, and myself, Kevin Lauer. So, gentlemen, ready for another big conference basketball night here, the last game of the first round of conference games. It's a big night here.
It is.
Yeah, it's a really big night. It's, you know, coming off of, especially our boys, coming off a big win against East Henderson. Been looking forward to this game, see how we bounce back after a big win like that. And our girls, I was looking, obviously Brevard girls have not won a game in the conference and won one game all season. So, you know, again, it looks like an opportunity maybe for us to get a lot of girls in tonight and get to play.
So, Jack, what's your thoughts on tonight's games?
Same as Mark. You know, we have to speed them up, get to 40, and lots of players can come on the court.
So, folks, Mark and Jack touched on it a little bit there. For our girls tonight, our girls come in ranked first in the conference at 6-0. West Henderson is actually second in the conference for the girls, sitting at 5-1 right now. They're 5-11 overall. They pick up, so everybody's aware, they picked up two young ladies back that they didn't have in non-conference play. The first night they played us was the first night they got back. But it shows in how they've played. Their only loss in conference so far has been to us. Then you have Smoky Mountain and Franklin tonight at 4-2, or following them at 4-2. Then you've got East Henderson at 2-4, Tuscola at 2-4, North Henderson at 1-5, and Brevard at 0-6. So tonight for our Lady Bears looks like, you know, if we come out and play the way we're supposed to, we get to 7-0. But we have to play every game the way it's supposed to be played.
Absolutely.
The interesting one to me on the girls' side tonight, you have West Henderson at 5-1 playing Franklin tonight at 4-2. So if West Henderson were to win that, they stay one game behind us. That puts Franklin three games behind us, assuming we win tonight. But if Franklin were to beat West Henderson tonight, we open up a two-game lead on everyone going into the second half of conference play.
Right.
So, yeah. Big opportunity there for our girls.
For me, I mean, as players tonight for the girls, it has to be tough mentally coming in knowing, hey, we're undefeated in conference. Brevard's not won a game. It's just a really big game to get up for and to focus on. I have a feeling we'll put it away early, but it's just mentally challenging because you're coming in thinking it's really not going to be a contest, so you don't want to fall into that trap either.
Yeah, well, the last thing you want to do in this game, a game like tonight, is you want to be able to get ready for the next big game tonight. So you want to play well. Don't play down to, you know, the level of competition you're playing. You want to play at that high level. Get ready and remain focused and play together.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's one thing I'm looking for. With the boys tonight, though, looking at their standings right now, Franklin is in first at 5-1. Our boys are tied with East Henderson and Smoky at 4-2. And then you've got North Henderson right behind them, sitting there. What are they at right now?
North Henderson, I don't have them here. I think they're, I want to say 2-4, maybe.
I want to say they're 2-4 right now.
Yep.
but certainly capable of winning. They play Smoky tonight, so that'll be an interesting game.
Absolutely.
But for us, we won that big game against East to really tighten this race. Now we've got a finish against a 2-4 Brevard team that has played well in certain moments.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a much more competitive game in the boys' game, but one that, based on how we played the other night, we should win and need to win.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That a game like tonight concerns me because you come off a great, great win against East Henderson, a really good team. We put a lot of emotion, we put a lot of effort into that game and come out. And sometimes it's hard to come out and match what you just did last game when you're playing a team that's 3-3 in conference. And you can't overlook Brevard because Brevard is their three conference wins are Smoky Mountain, Tuscola, and West Henderson, which are good wins. So it's not like they're a bad team. It's almost like a trap game. You're coming out of a game that you just expended a lot of energy into. And now you got to bounce back and play a team that's kind of in the middle. So it's going to be interesting.
I look at this we have to follow up that unbelievably great effort on Tuesday night with an equally great effort tonight and reap the rewards of what we created on Tuesday night tonight.
Yep, because you could ruin what you did Tuesday night right here tonight if you're not ready.
Folks, it's time for our keys to the game of our girls' game tonight. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC Registered Broker-Dealer and Investment Advisor. So as always, Jack, I'm going to start with you for your key to the game.
Run, 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 score, 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 and play some defense. That's all of it.
Yeah, that's how we like to play on the girls' side, for sure. Mark, what's your thoughts?
Well, it's like I talked before. For me, tonight is trying to find a way to get motivated for this game and not come in here thinking, okay, we're playing 0-6 Conference Brevard. And I feel like Coach Holloway will have them ready, but it's still mentally it's tough to come in and be like, all right, we're playing 0-16 while we're 6-0. So just don't overlook it. Let's just play our game. Put some distance between them. Let some of these other girls get to play a little, and we'll move on to next week.
Yeah, I'm with you on the mental aspect. But my key to the game is just a little more, but it definitely has to do with the mental aspect. It is to play as a team. In a game like this, we tend to be able to do more than we normally can do, and we develop bad habits.
Yep.
So for me, it's play as a team the way we normally would, stay focused, and don't try to do too much individually with different places, because in a game like this, you can, but then you develop bad habits moving forward down the road.
Yep.
But really got to start aggressive and start early.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it's a challenge. And like you say, for Coach Holloway, I can't even imagine the position he's in because he's out here. These girls, I can almost promise you, think that, okay, we've got this game. Coach Holloway's got to get in their heads enough to be like, let's go out here, let's take care of business. Like, this team is 6-0, we're 6-0. And just play our game and move on to the next one.
Yeah, so folks, just to let you know a little bit on our ladies, 15-1 overall, lost one game on the holidays to the Australian national team that was a pretty good little team, 6-0 in conference. Our state ranking overall in max preps has dropped a little bit due to the strength of schedule over the last three games, and I'm sure tonight may impact that as well. We're at 39th. We're sitting number 3 now in overall 4A throughout the state, and number 9 in the Greenville area rankings. So that's right. All of Western North Carolina and the upstate of South Carolina. the one that's more important to us is the RPI. And if you go to the RPI, we are still number one. And that's the one we're trying to hang on to. The one thing I was looking at, your strength of schedule doesn't change after tonight. Because everybody you play from here to the end of the season, you've already played.
Right.
So if we can come out of this game with a big win, hold that number one RPI, and finish out strong. Obviously, we have to win games through the second part of this conference schedule. But that should bode well for us to hold on to that number one seed.
Absolutely, yeah. Which would be great going into the playoffs.
And then some leaders. You have stats for us?
Yeah, I got a few stats here. I've got leading scorers and rebounds for the Bears. In points, Chandler Lowry is leading us with 15.4, Kylie Leonard at 9.2, and Bailey Connor at 7.1. In the rebound category, Jade Cody is averaging 6.9 rebounds a game. Chandler is pulling down 6.3, and Kylie's got 5.1. The thing that interested me today when I was looking at the stats was Brevard, their leading scorer is coming in at averaging 6 points a game.
That tells you most of what you need to know in regards to this is a very young team. I think their top two leading scorers are freshmen.
Gotcha.
Then they got a senior and junior. So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. But we have the national anthem here at Brevard High School. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice for my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We have all the boys and girls action tonight between Brevard High School and Pisgah High School. Apologize, folks, we had a little issue down at the scores table with the sound system, so we have not had the national anthem yet. So I'll let you know when we go to the national anthem. But we're going to have your Pisgah ladies against the Lady Blue Devils here in a minute. So, Mark, any additional thoughts on this game?
I think maybe they're waiting on Jack to come down and sing the national anthem, but he's not made his way down, so I think maybe that's a little bit of the technical difficulties.
Well, I can tell by the smile on his face he is ready to go.
Absolutely.
I can do it.
Yep. Yeah, they're going through a bunch of conduct rules for the fans. Maybe should have already done this, but here we are nonetheless.
So the one thing I was looking at Mark, he is in the stats. You know, we've got Chandler leading away at 15-4, and then Kylie at 9-2. Then we've got 4 ladies between, 5 ladies between 4.8 and 6.5. So we got a lot of ladies that are getting in to the flow from a scoring standpoint.
Yep, we really do. That's kind of indicative of how we've played this year, is sharing the basketball. And our girls do as good a job as that as anybody I've seen. They're always looking for the open girl, the open person up front, and it's paying off.
So, folks, with that, we are going to go to the national anthem here in 1 second. And we'll be back to you after the national anthem. Jack, I think they're still waiting on you.
I guess that means I get to sing. Come on. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
First, folks,
I'm telling you,
the sound system was not working, so the PA announcer for the game couldn't get Jack to come down,
right?
To sing.
My leg.
So
always blame it on his leg.
Yep. She went ahead and sung the national anthem and did an excellent job.
I will say, I'm not sure there's many places that we go to that a PA announcer can step in and sing like that.
Yeah, seated at that. So here's the starting five for your Black Bears. Got number 10, a senior guard, Macy Devlin. Got number 11, senior point guard, Chandler Lowry.
Number 12, Jane.
We've got number 12, a junior guard / forward, Jade Cody. Number 13, a wing / forward, senior Bailey Connor. And number 25, another senior, a forward, Kylie Leonard. So we got 4 seniors and 1 junior there. Same start five most of the year. Now for the Blue Devils. We've got number 1, Madison Galloway, a junior guard. Number 3, Addison Worley, a senior guard.
Number 11, Ava Rogers.
Number 11, Ava Rogers, another senior. Number 23, Inslee Lambert, a shooting guard. She's a freshman. And number 12, Patience Boyd. We have her as 32 on the roster, but she is a junior power forward center. And, folks, none of those were the top scorers on the original. They only had three games in, but not sure what happened to those young ladies. Maybe they come off the bench.
Maybe.
But on yours, number 12 is number 32.
Yep. And I'm going to assume maybe number 12 is number 32 as well. So yeah. We'll just swap them up. We'll see.
So Pisgah is in the black jerseys, red letters, white piping. Tip is won by Jade Cody. She gets it to Chandler Lauer. Chandler Lauer gets it out left to Bailey Connor. Gets it back to Chandler, who gets it to Macy Devlin. She puts up the three and no good. Ball's rebounded by Brevard and tied up by Kylie Leonard. Possession will stay with Brevard, coming back the other way. Coach Holloway elects to go into the 1-2-2 kind of half-court trap. Ball's now trapped, gets to the middle, kick it out on the left wing. They rotate it back right, and it's stolen away from by Bailey Connor, and she goes back the other way, but is fouled going the other way at a half court.
Probably
almost
a pretty good foul,
intentional.
Too. Yeah, it could have been intentional.
But it kept us from getting the layup.
Sure did.
So Pisgah will have the ball at the scorer's table. Jay Cody will get it into Chandler Lauer. Looks like Brevard is in a 2-3 zone. We get it down low to Kylie Leonard. She goes up. It's blocked. She gets it back on a rebound and kicks it back out to Macy Devlin. She gets it to Bailey Connor. They swing it back to Chandler. She attacks, finds Macy Devlin on the baseline. Macy
good
goes
job.
Up for two. Quick 2-0 lead here for your Bears. With 7:04 left in the first period. Brevard comes back the other way. It's a deflection. Stolen away by Kylie Leonard. She dribbles down. She finds Chandler Lowry out. She puts up the shot. It's off the back rim and rebounded by Brevard. Like to see us give that up early so we can shoot layups there.
Yeah, probably would have got a layup there.
Brevard comes back the other way. They look down low, and now it's deflected and stolen by Bailey Connor. She goes back the other way. That layup's missed and rebounded by Brevard, and we're going back the other way. And Brevard wants a timeout. Yeah, that's where I say we don't need to get bad habits.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, if we would have...
This time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call One Birth Friendly Staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Yeah, so if Kylie gets that steal and looks ahead,
yep,
and passes ahead, we're shooting a free throw. Instead, she dribbled the length of the court, got in the paint, and kicked back out, and we're taking a jump shot.
Yep.
Brevard inbounds out of the timeout. They skip all the way back across, dribble down the baseline. That shot is up and good for number one for Brevard. Chandler Lowry's quickly going the other way. She kicks back out to Macy Devlin. She kicks to the top to Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates, kicks outside to Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates, kicks back out. Bailey Connor has it on the left wing. They get it back down out low to Kylie Leonard, and she's fouled on the shot. Had a couple of girls on the backside. Kylie was double-teamed on that side. Just skipped back on that side, but she is going to go to the free throw line for two.
Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Kylie does hit that first free throw. Gets the score to 3-2 here with 6 minutes left in the first.
So far, Brevard has handled our press decently, better than I thought they would.
Second one is missed and rebounded by Brevard. This could drop back to a 2-3 zone. They look to get it done. It goes off of the young lady. Kylie gets it. She does get it to Chandler this time. She finds Macy Devlin racing up the court. Macy tries to take a dribble and dribble penetrate and dribbles it off her leg out of bounds.
You know, again, Kevin, I mean, just preliminary looking at this, we're not far into this game, but you can tell we're just a little comfortable. I'd like to see us pick it on up like we were playing another team.
Absolutely. Brevard gets a shot.
Wow, that's lucky.
And they got really lucky there. Kylie Leonard gets the ball on a tough pass by Jake Cody and finds Bailey Connor on the wing for two. It's 5-2, Pisgah. Brevard has it on the left wing. They look inside. They kick back up top, come back to the right side. But inside, shot goes up. It's in, off. Jake Cody with the rebound. She comes down. Bailey Connor has it. Misses somebody on the backside, misses the layup. So we just got one more pass right there.
Yep.
Brevard comes back the other way. Brevard has it on the wing. They get it to the elbow. Shot goes up. No good. Ball goes out and rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She goes down. She finds Bailey Connor on the backside. She misses again. Rebound goes to Brevard.
A lot of contact.
Chandler Lowry with the steal.
Good pressure.
She gets tackled. And jump ball. Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket.
Mercy.
It was like a fumble in a Saturday football game right there.
It was a tackle.
So it's 5-2, 4:18 left in the first. Not really the start we're looking for. Chandler Lowry finds Jay Cody inside. Jay Cody misses the shot and rebounded by Brevard. Brevard comes back the other way. Chandler puts the pressure up top. Almost a turnover there. They get it down on the block. Lady goes up. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She kicks. Looks like she's going to try to dribble up. She finds Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin kicks all the way across to Jay Cody. She dribbles in the paint. She's fouled on the layup. She'll go to the free throw line for
Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw by Jay is up and no good. Yeah, the shot distribution here is probably not what Coach Holloway wants right now.
No, it's not. It's not typical of our team.
Second free throw by Jade is up and no good. Rebounded by Brevard. They'll come back the other way. They've got it right at half court. They get it across half court and kick it outside. Our Bears now are in man-to-man. Dribble penetrates. She goes up, and she is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Chandler Lowry on the backside.
We need to extend it to full court.
Well, we just got to start sharing the basketball.
We do, yeah.
So we're getting the turnovers and running out. We're just not getting it to open people that are down there and getting the open looks.
Yep.
And we're taking contested looks down there and not making them.
Yeah, you're right. Normally, our break looks a lot better than what it does right now, and I was afraid of this.
Second free throw for Brevard is good. Scores now 5-3 with 3:33 left. Chandler finds Alexis Marcos. She goes up, finds Macy Devlin. She tries to go into scout. The ball's turned over, and we're going back the other way. Brevard has it. They get it up top. They skip down right wing, get it in the post, dribble in, and looks like a steal by Macy Devlin, but then she dribbled it out of bounds on the baseline. The ball will go back to Brevard. It's like Pisgah is in man-to-man. Brevard has the ball underneath their own basket. They get the ball in, dribble penetration, and kick back up to the top. Kick it all the way around. Looked to get it down low, deflected. Kylie deflected it, saved it, but then came in and grabbed it. You can't go out of bounds and you come back in and get it yourself.
And folks, I'm telling you, at home, if you can see, Kevin's having to stand up right now and look over the railing. We don't have the best vantage point. We're looking through railings and over railings.
So that quickly, Alexis Marcos gets a steal. She goes the other way, and she's fouled on the layup. And she'll go back to the free throw line for two more.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Alexis Marcos has it. First free throw is up and no good.
You know, even free throws, we normally shoot free throws a little better than what we're shooting right now.
Second free throw is up and no good. This time tied up on the rebound, and possession will go to Burford. Looks like we're going to go to a full court press here now. Something Jack asked for a little bit. Jack or Mark, I can't remember which one.
This is Jack, yep. It was a good call, Jack.
Go over the top. Get back to the middle. Looked like a walk, but they didn't give it to almost two of them. Now we're back in a man-to-man. They get it down out low. They look to go up top. Stolen by Scout. She does find Chandler out front. Chandler goes all the way to the end, and she scores.
And one.
And she'll go to the free throw line for
Moore Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
So that's the outlet that I've been looking for all night is – whoever's taking off after that steal, we get the open layup there.
That's the best outlet we've had tonight.
Yeah. Free throw by Messmer Insurance is good for Chandler. Runs the score to 8-3. We get it in. Another steal deflected by Scout. She gets it. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin kicks it to Chandler. Chandler with the three. Now Chandler's off the back. And rebounded by Alexis Marcos. To kick it back around. Chandler has it up top. She'll pull it back up to set it up. She finds Marcos on the wing. She dribbles in. One shot is up. Missed. Rebounded by Chandler. The putback's missed. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She puts it up. That is missed. A lot of contact there. The ball will remain in Pisgah's possession underneath their own basket off of the block on Leonard's shot. Chandler's looking. She finds Alexis Marcos in. She kicks it to Bailey. Bailey kicks it to Chandler. Another shot's up. That's missed. Rebounded by Brevard. Got full court pressure here. A deflection. They get it back across the court. Number one for Brevard has it. She's going to bring it up. Pisgah's now in half court man-to-man. They've got her stopped. 5 seconds called. Unless they got a timeout there. Now, that was a five-second call. Chandler with good defense on number 10 as she picked it up. And that's
really
to say
was.
That ball was dead.
That's the best pressure we've had so far.
1:47 left here. 8-3. Bailey Connor will take it in. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler kicks it to Scout. She gets it to Jaden Ballou. She dribbles in. Tries to pass. It's deflected. She kicks it back out to Alexis Marcos. She kicks it to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates. She goes up with a shot, and that's blocked out of bounds by number 12 for Brevard.
Paula Garcia.
Chandler has it. She's looking to get it in. She gets it to Scout. Scout kicks it up top to Alexis. She gets it to Bailey. Bailey with the three.
Nice
and
shot.
That is
baby.
In and good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forgo Contracting.
Just like that, we get another steal. Lauren Ballou has it. She dribbles up. She kicks it over to Bailey. Bailey dribble penetrates, kicks it out to Alexis Marcos. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler kicks it back to Marcos. Marcos dribbles in, tries to get it out to Scout. It's deflected by Brevard.
And foul.
And foul on Brevard. I don't know what the team foul is here, but I think that's going to put us on the free throw line. Looks like Scout knows that. She's going to the free throw line now.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
So with 101, your Bears up 11-3. Left in the first. Scout Ballou's up with the free throw and no good. Jade Cody will come in for Chandler Lowry. On the court now, we've got Lauren Ballou, Scout Ballou, Jade Cody, Bailey Connor, and Alexis Marcos. Second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Brevard. Brevard's coming up. They kick it to the left side of the court. They get to the wing. The three goes up. That three is no good, but rebounded by Brevard. She tries to make a pass that's deflected and goes off of Brevard, out of bounds, and possession will go to Pisgah. Jade Cody will inbound it. She gets it to Bailey Connor, who quickly gets it back to Jade Cody. So Cody will come up the left side. She goes to Bailey Connor on the outside. We'll swing it all the way back around. Lauren Ballou now has it. She's looking. She's dribbling. She's getting double-teamed. She gets it to Scout Ballou. She kicks it back up top to Alexis Marco. She dribble penetrates, kicks it out to Jade Cody for the three. That three is off and rebounded by Brevard, and they'll come back the other way. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Brevard comes out, gets it on the wing. They get it back to the middle. Lauren Ballou ties it up. They kick it back outside. Swing it all the way across court. Now they look inside, deflection. Alexis Marcus with a steal. She's off going the other way. Ball's deflected again. She does get it good back pass over to Bailey Connor. She finishes on the backside at the end of the quarter. That runs business score to 13-3 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Brevard, where your Lady Bears have taken a 13-3 lead here as we are about to start the second quarter. Guys, any thoughts on that first quarter for your Bears?
For me, there is. We were 2-for-9 from a free throw line, which is not typical for us either. So that's 7 points we've left out there, and we were 1-for-5 from the three-point line. So like Kevin mentioned, too, we had one or two plays there where we kicked it ahead in transition and found our open player, but we're just a little late on finding our open person on the transition fast break.
So we're about to start the second quarter. Pisgah will have the ball. They're moving right to left here for us. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. She skips left to Bailey Connor. She goes inside to Jade Cody. They all swing all the way back across to Macy. They're trying to get it into Jade. Kick it all the way back out to Bailey Connor. She gets it to Kylie Leonard. Swings across court to Macy Devlin. Macy gets fouled.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So that first free throw is up and good by Macy Devlin. Second free throw is up and good by Macy. Runs the score to 15-3, Pisgah. We'll come out in a full court. 1-2-1-1. But we call the diamond. We got the young lady trapped. She gets by Macy on the left side. Goes up ahead. Deflected by Jake. Kylie Leonard with the steal. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler finds Macy real quick. She looks to skip it all the way across the court. Bailey tries to get it back. Misses Kylie, but Chandler runs it down. Chandler has it up top. She passes and cuts. Finds Bailey. They kick back across court to Chandler. She finds Jay Cody in the middle. Jay Cody misses the jumper. And the rebound is corralled by Jay Cody. Jay Cody dribbles out. She's another short jumper. That's missed again. Brevard rebounds this time, and they're going the other way. Bailey Connor gets the steal. She's going the other way. She looks back. Doesn't get a good pass there, but it's a good look. Chandler corrals it. She gets it to Jay. Jay dribble drives. She goes in and scores.
That's a good bucket.
Going the other way. Foul on Bailey Connor in the middle. Just a little late getting there. Scores now 17-3. Pisgah with 6:35 left. Good thought by Bailey there, just way down at her toes.
Yep.
moving the ball better this quarter. Brevard comes back this way. Brevard has it up top. Pisgah's in a man-to-man defense. She dribbles by, deflection, stolen by Chandler Lowry this time. Chandler pushes it the other way quickly. She finds Bailey Connor underneath. Goes right through her hands and out of bounds. There.
Good pass.
Good pass, yeah.
Bailey couldn't hold on.
Pisgah's back in this full court. Get the trap on the side. Stolen by Bailey at half court. Jay Cody has it. She takes a look. Doesn't like it on the backside, so she pulls it out. 3-point by Bailey Connor is up and good.
This 3-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
See, when Bailey catches the ball and she gets squared up, she shoots the ball really well.
Brevard comes back the other way. Ball goes out of bounds on the pass. Must have been deflected by a Pisgah Bear. Pisgah will now go into a man-to-man on this end on the defensive end. 5:50 left. Pisgah's leading 20-3. This time, pass is overthrown, stolen by Macy Devlin. She goes the length of the court, and the basket is good, 22-3. Pisgah will stay in a man-to-man. This time deflected by, stolen by Jay. She kicks it up to Bailey Connor. She kicks it back up to Jay. She finds Chandler. Chandler kicks it to Mason. She cuts. Wide open. Nobody found her. 3-point shot goes up by Bailey. No good. Rebounded by Kylie, but it looks like she stepped out of bounds. Brevard's bringing it back this way. 5:12 left, 22-3. Brevard has it up top. They go down low. Kick it back out left. Dribble penetrates. She goes up. Blocked by Macy Devlin. Brevard will have the ball underneath their own basket. Brevard's looking. They're trying to get it in. They go up top. Chandler gets the steal. She's going back the other way. She goes down. Oh, my. Shots missed. A lot of contact there. No call by the official.
Mugged.
Yep, absolutely. Almost like a body check.
.22-3, 4:47 left. Brevard brings it up the left side. They go down. Trying to come back across. They get it to the top of the key. Kylie Leonard's guarding her. They get it to number 11. She quickly throws it out of bounds. And it will be, he's saying it was deflected by Macy Devlin. I'm not sure of that one either.
Yep.
Ford looking to get it in. They get it in on the wing. She comes around, shot goes up. It's missed. It's rebounded by Brevard. And it's going to be a foul on Bailey. It'll be her second, I believe. Brevard has the ball underneath their own basket. It's deflected, goes away. They kick it out for the three. The three-point shot is up, and it is good. Jay Cody gets it in. Scores now 22-6. Chandler Lowry has it on the wing. She kicks to Jay Cody. Jay Cody takes the three. That is way off, and good effort by Bailey. She tried to get it back into Chandler, and she gets it out of bounds, I guess, and landed before she got it back. 4 minutes left, 22-6, Pisgah leads. Pisgah's in a man-to-man. Get it back there, almost a backcourt. Ball's deflected. Kylie Leonard gets it. She goes the length of the court, and she makes the shot.
It's a good finish.
Guard gets it the other way. They got the shot up. The shot goes in. It's out. Rebounded by Brevard. And she looks to go up, and they will get another foul on Bailey. That is her third. score is now 24-6 with 3:29 left. Brevard will have the ball underneath their own basket.
Tough foul right there. I'd rather see her just get her arms up, play defense,
yeah,
not reach.
Try to get it in. The ball is deflected out of bounds. Brevard will still have possession. Young lady has the ball. She's looking to get it in. She gets it out on the wing. Alexis Marcos is in now. Scout Ballou's in. Ball gets it in. The shot goes up. It is missed. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She is fouled. Pisgah will have it. Has to go the length of the court. Scout Ballou gets it in to Chandler Lowry with 3:16 left here in the second quarter. Chandler gets it back to Scout. Cut. Kick it to Macy Devlin. She kicks cross court to Chandler Lowry. That shot is up, and that is off the back rim. Rebounded by Brevard. Chandler with a steal. She goes back the other way. She goes up. Missed the shot. Let's back up with another shot, and they finally give him the foul there, and that'll send Chandler to the line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
First free throw for Chandler is up and no good. Looks a little frustrated right now. With that, Lauren Ballou will come in for Kylie Leonard. Second free throw is up. That's going to be long, too. And Chandler gets her own rebound. She'll kick out to Scout Ballou. She finds Alexis Marcos. Kicks to Lauren Ballou for the three.
Nice.
That three is good. It's 27-6 now, Pisgah.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Orga Contracting.
Skip it all the way to the left side, Brevard, to get it inside. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Brevard. Looks like she walks.
Or
she kicks out
ball
for the three, and that three is good. Looks like they're calling it a two. It's 27-8. Scout Ballou gets it into Chandler. Chandler's bringing it up. She kicks over to Scout. Macy finds her underneath, and Chandler misses the gimme layup. The Lauren Ballou on the backside and makes that. 29-8. Pisgah's up. Brevard with a handoff. They go to the basket. They kick it back up top. They go down low now. Dribble penetration. She goes to the block, and that shot is good. Score's now 29-10 with 1:40 left in the quarter. Chandler comes back out. She's got it up in the top corner. She finds Ballou. Ballou finds a cutting Macy Devlin.
Good pass.
She finishes on the backside. It's 31-10.
Lauren Ballou getting some good minutes right here.
Yeah. 1:21 left. Now Macy Devlin with the steal. She finds Chandler Lowry, who finds Alexis Marcos on
great
the backside.
Pass, great pass, great finish.
33-10.
Now we look like the Lady Bears.
Deflection by Lauren Ballou, stolen by Macy Devlin. She's fouled by Brevard. Jade Cody brings it up now as Kylie Leonard and Jade Cody go back in. Scout Ballou has it up top. She skips to Lauren Ballou. She skips it over to Jade Cody. They get it to Kylie Leonard in the corner. She dribble penetrates. She skips across to Scout Ballou. She finds Jade Cody underneath.
Oh, foul.
And
yes,
that
sir
goes in, and she is fouled. That will run the score to 35-10.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Jade Cody with the free throw, and that one's in. It's 36-10 Pisgah here with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Scout Ballou with the steal.
Good pass.
Gets it to Alexis Marcos.
Good pass.
Alexis Marcos scores on the backside.
We're looking up, finding our open people now.
Yeah, we are finally starting to do that. Bavard gets it back. They come back the other way. Tries to pass it on the backside. Deflected. Stolen by Jay Cody. She tries to go at the court. She throws it away. Bavard comes back the other way. Three-point shot goes up. No good. And at the end of the half, your Bears with a 38-10 lead here at Brevard. When we come back, we'll have your halftime report. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. So we're live here from Brevard High School. It's your Lady Bears lead 38-10 here at halftime. It's time for your halftime show. Brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, thing is, I got plenty of stats here. What sticks out to me the most, Lauren Ballou came in and gave us a little spark there. She came in, hit a three, ended up with 5 points in the first half, had a good assist, and finished with a rebound. But overall, Macy Devlin's put in 8. Chandler's got 3. Jake Cody's got 5. Bailey Connors had a good half. She had 10. Alexis Marcos, 4. And Kylie Leonard, 3. So we've got 7 girls in the scoring column. The thing that's sticking out to me the most, though, still, we're 5 of 14 from a free throw line. And we are 3 of 9 from a three-point line. So we're not shooting it real well. But our pressure, we're getting a lot of layups and a lot of looks off of our transition. So, you know, hey, it's working. I guess I'm being too greedy because I'm wanting to stay at our free throws. But I like to see us hit our free throws.
Jack, what's your thoughts?
I think we ramped it up in that second quarter. I don't know if the kids did that or Coach Holloway did that, but we ran more in the second quarter.
Yeah. I think that we got a lot of things to clean up. You know, I'm with you, Mark. We've got, you know, up 38-10. Got to feel good about that.
Absolutely.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Up 28 points. But we just haven't played a real clean game. Whether that's we've come out flat or, you know, for whatever reason in the first half or first quarter we didn't share it as well. I think we did start sharing it better in the second quarter. I don't know what was the point differential in those quarters.
Just the second quarter we scored them 25-7.
Okay. So we scored 25 of our 13 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, we scored 25 of our 38 in the second quarter.
So much better.
Yep.
Coach Holloway has to feel good about that, but he's also got to be delivering a message right now that we can't play like this when we play against better teams.
No. No. And I'm hoping – I think what he's telling them as a coach is right now is like, all right, I realize who we're up against right now. Y'all responded in the second quarter, but we got to come out here and finish this thing off and play like we're playing, Wes Henderson or whoever. And because these games, you can create bad habits. You're out here and you're just kind of going through the motions. It'll tell on you the next game.
And I feel like this has been something that's kind of been creeping in over the course of a few games, but just more prevalent in this game because of who we're playing.
Right. Right. And like I say, I sound greedy because we're sitting here, we're up 28 at the half. We really should be, we could be up 40 at the half easily.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So
with that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsor. If you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where you're in the middle of your halftime show. Your Lady Bears are up 38-10 here at halftime. So, guys, we got the boys' game. Big game for our boys coming up next. Sitting there tied for second, one game behind Franklin in the conference standings. And this, again, folks, is the last game of the first round of games against our conference opponents. It's a big game for us tonight to really stay in the hunt there.
It really is. And we talked about the records for the game, but, Brevard coming in at 3-3 in the conference, 5-7 overall. Obviously, they beat Smoky Mountain beat Franklin the other night. They beat Tuscola and they beat West Henderson. So they definitely have the ability to play that kind of game. And us coming off of the East Henderson game, one of the most exciting high school games I've seen in a while, by the way. It's just we don't want to come off and have the big game hangover, I should say, and come in here and let Brevard upset us, because if we lose and Brevard wins, well, now we're tied with them.
Yeah, I agree. They can't let down after that game. East.
Reap the rewards here tonight after that big game against East.
Yep.
And we played really well against Franklin the first time.
Yeah.
I'm taking a look here. So we're in a 7-game win streak here at 10-4 for the season. No, 11-4. 11-4 now.
Yep.
So we went from 4-4 to 11-4, playing really well right now.
Yep, we are. And a lot of those wins, too, are just, we say it every time, almost every game, but the way they play, they play so hard and get after everything. They're fun to watch. And the effort they're putting in, they're cashing in and being rewarded for it.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have all the second half action of this girls' game. Again, your Lady Bears up 38-10 with 2:31 are going into the second half. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime, about to start the second half. Folks, we'd like to thank all of our basketball sponsors here this year. Those basketball sponsors are Vestas Uniform Services, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Wealth and Management. Folks, in case you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football this season, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. And, guys, at the end of both of our games tonight, every game, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performance all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab, then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we did, as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. So, guys, getting ready to start this second half. What do you expect here out of Coach Holloway and the girls?
I think we're going to be more consistent, and I think he settled them down in the locker room.
Yes. Yeah, I think we come out a little more focused right here. Third quarter, hopefully they want to put the big enough lead up to the other girls get to play almost the whole fourth quarter. But I want to mention, too, while we're sitting here, I'm just looking around the Pisgah crowd over here. Pisgah Bear crowd, Pisgah Nation always travels good. We may have as many people here as they do, and they're in a home game. So, yeah, kudos to the Pisgah fans for showing up. Brevard's not an easy trip. It's not a short trip. But a lot of support here tonight for the Bears.
Yeah, it's a good crowd here tonight, Mark. Always a good crowd when you come watch the Bears play.
Yep.
In any sport. Was that the wrestling match the other night? Good crowd out there as well.
Right. So, yeah, you got to love some Bear fans, man. They support their kids.
So Brevard's going to have the ball. They're now moving right to left for us. Pisgah's going to be in a half-court man-to-man. Chandler Lowry with a steal real quick that gets deflected, jump ball, and tied up, and Pisgah will have possession here, coming back the other way within 7 seconds of that inbound play.
Yep.
A little more intensity here. Jay gets it to Chandler. Chandler brings it up. Brevard is in a 1-2-2 that gets it to Macy Devlin. She kicks to Chandler. Chandler kicks to Jay. Chandler cuts. Gets it back up top to Macy. She finds Kylie Leonard
underneath. Nice move.
She goes to the basket. And two more points to Pisgah. 40-10. Brevard goes back the other way. They get all the way to the rim. That goes up, and that's going to be a foul on Kylie Leonard, I believe. Let's see who they give it to. Yeah, that was on Kylie Leonard there. And send Brevard to the free throw line with 7:22 left here in the second period.
Yeah, I think if possible, you just forget about what the scoreboard says, try to block it out, and just play like it's a 0-0 game.
Shot goes up, and it is good for Brevard. Runs the score to 40-11. Second shot is up and good. Jay Cody gets it in, and Chandler Lowry comes quick the other way. She finds Macy Devlin. She kicks back to Chandler, who finds Jay. Cut through. Kick it back. They find Chandler on the backside. She dribble penetrates. She finds Kylie Leonard outside. She puts up the three.
Nice.
That three is good.
That three-point shot is by Foga Contracting.
Chandler gets another deflection, almost another steal. Ball will stay with Brevard here. Pisgah's again in full court man.
Good to see our five players step out and knock down a three.
Always.
Yep.
That helps down the road. Chandler with another deflection. They get it back. Brevard dribble penetrates baseline. She goes up. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. They're coming out fast. She finds Chandler Lowry on the backside. Chandler
good
goes
finish.
Up and finishes. It's now 45-12. 6:32 left in the third quarter.
A little more intensity on the Bear side.
But Macy Devlin with a deflection. They get it into the free throw line. Go outside to number 25. She hands off to number 1. She goes up with a shot. Chandler Lowry with the backside rebound. She comes back quick. She finds Bailey Connor on the backside. So Bailey with two. Bailey finds Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey. Score's now 47-12. Pisgah's ahead. 5:59 left. Bailey gets a deflection. The ball is now tied up. And nope, Brevard calls a timeout before the tie-up can happen.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Wanderers friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, folks, with 5:52 left, your Bears lead 47-12. With that, you're going to get Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou in for Kylie Leonard and Jade Cody, it looks like to me. Got the Bears over here in a huddle. Say five more points, and we're going to have three more young ladies in, guys.
Yep. I tell you, the advantage of a game like this, too, is this early, having this kind of lead, you get a chance to get some girls in, to get some floor time, because as you go deeper into conference play and into the playoffs, it's just valuable to have some girls that's been on the floor and in game situations.
Yeah, in this quarter, one thing I've been impressed with is I think every shot that we've hit has been off an assist.
Yes.
So, whereas in the first, it was a lot of one-on-one.
Right.
Bailey Connor with another steal. She goes the other way. She goes up. And that shot is good. 49-12. Chandler Lowry gets the deflection, and it goes out of bounds. Brevard will have the ball here underneath on the sidelines, right in front of the Pisgah bench. They try to get it in. That's stolen away again by Bailey Connor. She goes all the way, and she makes that one.
Bailey Connor just running layup drills now.
She got the steal on there and went the other way. We get another steal by Scout Ballou this time. It's tied up, though. Brevard will remain in possession. Just like to see her give that one back up.
Yep.
Because we had somebody on the backside. That's the part that when we all share, it gets much, much easier for us to score. And so she hit a nice layup there that was contested. A little pressure there. Deflection is back to Brevard. Pressure. Chandler's on the top. They kick it out to the wing. And another deflection. This time out by Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler Lowry going up the court. Chandler finishes, and that is a foul on Brevard. It's a good steal by Macy. Macy comes out, looks up, and again gets us that easy layup ahead.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Shot goes up and is missed by Chandler. Brevard has it and inbounds underneath their own basket. Bailey Connor with another deflection. Looks like it's stolen by Alexis Marcos. She kicks it to Scout Ballou. She gets it to Macy. Macy gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Scout underneath. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Chandler. She goes up and finishes. 55-12, Pisgah. Got another five off the bench, guys. Just like that, Chandler gets another steal, and she comes back the other way. She's pushing it hard. She comes up and finds Alexis Marcos underneath. She misses that shot. She goes underneath, gets her own rebound. Chandler gets the rebound. Looks like they're going to call a foul on Chandler there on the rebound. For that, we're going to have five more young ladies. We've got Jade Cody coming back in. We've got Kylie Leonard coming back in. We've got Molly Watson coming in, Lauren Ballou coming in, and Jaden Ballou coming in. Kylie Leonard with a steal, that 2-3 zone. She brings it all the way. She had Lauren Ballou on the backside. That's where just give that one up early. And we're shooting a layup. It's a good steal. Just look ahead.
Yep.
Pittsburgh will retain possession here with a running clock. Molly Watson gets it in to Kylie Leonard. She takes it all the way. She misses the shot. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. Ball's deflected out of bounds by Brevard. Pittsburgh will retain possession. Jade Cody gets it in to Molly Watson. She kicks it to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribble penetrates. She goes up with a shot.
Nice
that is
move,
good.
Shot. Lauren's playing a great game.
She is playing a good game. It's 57-12 Pittsburgh with 1:36 left this running clock. Brevard goes the other way. Molly Watson with the defense up top. They kick left. Ballou. That's Lauren Ballou with the defense. Pittsburgh's in a 2-3 zone here. Brevard rotates it back. Molly Watson with the steal. She comes back all the way. She goes up for 2 points.
Her first basket of the game.
59-12 Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh drops back in an extended 2-3 zone here. Guards bring it out to about half court. They rotate it left side. Brevard kicks it all the way back right. Goes up with a shot. That's no good. Jaden Ballou in the stat column with a rebound. She gets it to her sister, Lauren Ballou. She pushes the pace back the other way. She goes all the way, kicks it out to Kylie Leonard. She misses that three and rebounded by Brevard. Brevard kicks back the other way. Cut, kick it back outside, get it back inside, shot goes up, and that shot is good. 59-14, Pittsburgh leads. Pittsburgh comes back the other way. Lauren Ballou has it at the elbow. She goes up with the shot, it's missed, rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She goes up with the shot, and that goes around the rim and goes in. 8 seconds left here, 61-14, Pittsburgh leads. Brevard kicks it back the other way. That ball goes through the hands of the young lady and out of bounds. And the clock expires as the third quarter comes to the end. Your Bears lead 61-14. And when we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pittsburgh sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're live, coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Well, we're at Brevard High School, and your Lady Bears up 61-14. We're going into the fourth quarter. We've got five new Bears in the game, guys. We have, looks like, Lauren Ballou and Jaden Ballou stayed in the game. Molly Watson stayed in the game. Faith Brown is in the game. And then we've got Lana Burke in the game. Pittsburgh still in the 2-3 zone. Brevard rotates it around. Pressure by Lauren Ballou. They find the girl in the corner. She goes up with a three, and that three is good. Pittsburgh comes back the other way. Molly Watson has it. She pushes it up the floor. She's on the right side. Brevard still in this, looks like a 2-3 zone. Get it to Jaden Ballou at the free throw line. That shot's up and no good. Rebounded by Lana Burke. She goes up with a shot and is blocked. Brevard gets the rebound and comes back the other way. Rotate it to the right side of the court. They get it back up top. Rotate it all the way around left for another 2-point shot this deep. And that shot is good by Brevard. 61-19 with 7:03 left. Molly Watson brings it back. She gets it to the left side to Lauren Ballou. She kicks it back to Molly. She has the shot. And that shot is good by Molly Watson.
That 3-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
That was going to score to 63-19. Gerard with a shot, goes up, misses. Faith Brown with the rebound. Gerard is able to tie that up underneath the basket. Possession will stay with Pisgah after that. It's a good rebound by Faith. Get her in the stat column. Molly Watson brings it up the court. She kicks it to Burke outside. She dribbles in and kicks it back to Molly. It's going to be a back court on Pisgah.
Hot little pass from about 5 feet.
Yeah, spacing wasn't real good there. She dribbled right at Molly and then kicked it right at her and went off of Molly's hands into the backcourt. Molly did a nice job of corralling that and make sure Brevard doesn't go the other way.
Annie Jennings on the court.
Brevard gets it in. Did it on the outside. Another long twos up and good by number 20 from Brevard. Runs the score to 63-21. Molly Watson looks up, finds Jaden Ballou all the way up. She goes up for two, runs the score to 65-21. Good look by Molly. Good finish by Jaden Ballou. Brevard goes the other way. They try to kick it cross court, and they throw it out of bounds. Here, 5:20 left. I think that's going to be... That's going to be Lily Inman coming into the game. We got Lily Inman, Annie Jennings, Molly Watson, Lana Burke, and Jaden Ballou inside. Annie Jennings turns it over on the perimeter. Brevard goes the other way. They put up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She passes to Molly Watson. She looks up, find Annie Jennings on the break, and she finishes at the basket. Now 67-21 Pisgah with 4:41 left. It's a nice look by Molly. Good finish by Annie Jennings.
Yeah, tough finish too. She caught that in running full speed and finished it.
Nice finish on the left side with a left hand. Annie Jennings with a steal. She's going to come back the other way.
Good pass.
That's Lily Inman on the
side.
Yeah. That's the passing we're talking about.
Yep.
She looked.
Yep. Lily Inman on the board.
Not just the starters that know how to share the ball, is it? Yeah, I like it.
Looks like it's going to be a moving screen.
For Brevard.
Molly Watts is going to come out of the game. Faith Brown comes back in. So now on the court for Pisgah. Got Annie Jennings, Faith Brown, Lana Burke, Lily Inman, and Jaden Ballou. Inman finds Ballou underneath. She turns, shows, misses, rebounded by Brevard. Brevard pushes back the other way. They kick all the way to the outside. Three-point shot goes up. That is off and no good. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She'll kick out to Annie Jennings. She gets up to Kirk. The
good
first
pass.
Shares.
Wow.
And finds Lily Inman on the backside for two. 71-21. That's what happens when you share the basketball, Jim.
That's right.
50-point lead.
3-point shot for Brevard goes up. That's no good. Rebounded by Lana Burke. She pushes back the other way. She takes it all the way. Tries to find Ballou. Ballou goes up. No good, but rebounded by Jaden Ballou. I love that Lana Burke was looking there. Pull up at the elbow and deliver that.
Yes.
That's a great pass.
So Lana Burke comes out. Looks like Molly Watson comes back in for her. Brevard gets it in, and they're looking to bring it up. A kick to the free throw line. Kick back out for another three-point shot. That three-point shot is up and in. 71-24. Pisgah leads. There were 2:25 left. Molly Watson comes back. Almost got her for a walk, but she did a good job of keeping her pivot foot still. Three-point shot goes by Lily Inman. That's no good. And on the rebound, they're going to get a foul on Annie Jennings, I believe. Lana Burke comes back in. Jaden Ballou takes a seat with 2:01 left. Annie Jennings, Lily Inman, Faith Brown, Lana Burke. Brevard goes inside. Ball's now tied up by three Bears. inside. Be a jump ball, and possession will be Pisgah's after that tie-up. Just that quick, Jaden Ballou comes back in for Annie Jennings. She gets the ball in to Molly Watson, brings it up the right sideline. She finds Jaden Ballou. She looks to dribble penetrate, loses control, goes back the other way, deflected by Lily Inman. Brevard regains control. They shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Brevard. The kick back. Another three goes up. That's off the mark, but rebounded by Brevard again. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Burke. She comes up the court and deflected by a Brevard young lady out of bounds. And Pisgah will retain control of or possession of the ball. Burke will have it midcourt. The opposite side of the scores table. She gets it in to Lily Inman. She gets it back to Burke. She dribble penetrates, finds Inman. Inman goes up, shots off, rebounded by Annie Jennings. She finds Faith Brown, goes up for the shot. No good. Rebounded by Brevard. They're running up the court now. They pull up for another three. That three is good. Looks like they say her foot was on the line, so only two. 71-26 here. Pisgah leads. 17 seconds left. Annie Jennings has it. She gets it to the left side to Burke. Swings it cross court to Lily Inman. She goes up.
Nice.
The shot is good. 73-26. Pisgah's up. 3 seconds left. Last second shot by Brevard. That's up. No good. And with that, the game is ended with the score at 73 for Pisgah, 26 for Brevard. When we come back, we'll have your player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your A1 Storage Player of the Game.
All righty, A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player is going to go to Lauren Ballou. With looking for a safe place to store your items from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. So, guys, Lauren Ballou came in there in the second half, had a couple of assists, a couple of rebounds, hit a big three, finished with 9 points, as good as I've seen her play. So, yeah, she is our A1 Storage Player of the Game.
Yeah, Mark, you could have gone a lot of ways there. A lot of people with some good stats. Even some young ladies coming in there at the end, putting up some big stats. So,
absolutely.
Tell us what you got there.
All right. Macy Devlin had 8 tonight. Chandler had 9. Jake Cody, 7. Bailey Connor had a good night. She had 22. Annie Jennings chipped in a bucket, 2. Alexis Marcos with 4. Lauren Ballou with 9. Kylie Leonard with 13. Molly Watson had 4. And Jaden Ballou had 2. So I think we had like 11 girls in the scoring column for us tonight, which is outstanding. You like to see all those girls get a chance to get in the game and get off the bench. So, yeah, just a good night for the Bears. We started off a little slow and sluggish for what we like, but so, yeah, it's...
Yeah, it started real sluggish. First quarter was not what we wanted to see. But the rest of the game, I'll have to say, they picked it up in the second quarter. You guys made a good note of that with 20-something points in that 23, I think, in that second quarter. And then the second half, they really, every combination we had in the game shared the ball great, and we scored at will.
Absolutely. For me, the only downside I seen was, you know, we still didn't shoot it good from the free throw line, and really didn't shoot it good from the 3-point line. But it was like a layup drill most of the second half for us, though.
Yeah, so really good night for the Lady Bears. Glad to see we got some things cleaned up after that first quarter. That will bode well for us moving into some tougher games here in the conference. And they have had an incredible season. Get us into 16-1, 7-0 in the conference. So well done, ladies.
Absolutely.
So with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're in between the girls and the boys' game here at Brevard. Up next, after that big win by the girls, or the boys' game, Mark, you want to share that stat Todd Lowen just sent to us?
Absolutely. Sitting here, and a good friend of ours, Todd Lowen, Grady's dad, just sent me a text saying if his math is correct, that this group of senior girls that just played right now is currently 81-12 in their high school career. And they also went 16-0 in their eighth grade year. So that would make these girls from middle school to high school 97-12.
Now, I'm going to throw one more at you. Seven of those 12 losses were in their sophomore year.
Wow. Okay.
So when they were all playing up with sophomores.
Yep.
So they've had 5 losses combined, 4 last year, 1 this year, in that time frame.
It's pretty impressive. You know one of these girls a little bit, too, don't you?
Yeah, I know one. I've had a special seat at the table.
Yep.
To watch these young ladies play. I actually know, Mark, I know all of them pretty well.
Sure.
I had the privilege from the time when they were in first grade on
right.
to coach a little travel team.
Nice.
That had Kylie, Leonard, Chandler, Lowry, Macy Devlin. We had Bailey Connor, we had Molly Watson, and we had Jade Cody for many of those years.
Nice.
So all the way through their freshman year, I had the opportunity to coach most of these young ladies.
That's outstanding. That goes to show you, too, what a difference it made keeping these girls together from that age all the way up until now, too. It has paid off, and kudos to a dad who steps up and takes on the responsibility of having a travel team. I've coached travel teams over the years, and I'm telling you what, it is a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of money. So,
well, got a lot of help and support from all the parents that were involved there too, and it was truly like a family. I tell everybody they won a lot in the latter years of travel in spite of me.
Hey, I can say the same thing for me, you know. It's like, but it sure is fun, man. And like you say, when you start out, people who's been involved in travel ball, the first year we started out in baseball and travel ball, man alive, we got the brakes beat off of us, and we're all like, is this really worth it? Is, you know, whatever. But we kept playing and kept plugging, sent some kids to college playing. I didn't send kids to college playing. Those kids went because...
Well, and that's the thing people have to realize. You know, you have to play up in talent and take those losses sometimes. And some of them are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
To get better. And then you got to balance it with playing in some tournaments that you're going to win.
Yep.
So we got to learn how to win. We got to learn how to lose. But we get better when we do it, all of that.
That's well said.
So, folks, we're going to get ready for this boys game. We're going to go back to the studio, and then when we come back, we're going to have our keys to the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Okay, men, time to be an all-star caregiver. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Be there emotionally and physically. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your Keys to the Game. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor at First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management. Member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Jack, your keys to the game.
Keep the intensity after the East Henderson game.
Yeah, that definitely is one thing they're going to have to focus in on, is keeping that intensity, Mark.
Yeah, I say as good a win as it was against East Henderson, forget about it. It's gone. That game, if you come in tonight and kind of get caught off guard, that game's kind of wasted. So let's focus on this game and come out and play like we've been playing. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you guys are both hit it nail on the head of the keys to the game for this game. Folks, we're getting ready to introduce the starters for both teams. First will be your Bears here tonight. And I say that every time I say it.
I know it. There they go.
We remind everyone.
So, folks, this is a huge game for your Bears tonight. Sitting second place, 4-2 in the conference, 11-4 overall. Great win Tuesday night. Brevard sitting, you know, a couple games back, but should be a competitive game. One that we get this game tonight, guys, that sets us up. We're in control of our own destiny for the second half of this conference.
That's correct, yeah.
Definitely be in good shape.
Isaiah Mintz starting for the Bears.
Number 10, Maddox Wright.
Number 10, Maddox Wright is going to be the center for the Bears. Nick Messer is going to be a forward. Campbell Kruk starting at a guard. And then Mason Putnam, a senior guard for the Bears.
Guys, the interesting thing, too, that I've seen today, Campbell Kruk, which we've known he's been playing good this year, but he's coming in tonight shooting 73% from the free throw line, and he's shooting 45% from three-point. That's, I tell you that all day long.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, he's done a lot of growing up this year.
Yeah,
he really played well above his youth.
Starting for the Blue Devils, Grant Buchanan, a guard. Braden Taylor is going to be a guard for the Blue Devils.
Number four, Tristan Thompson-Wynn.
Tristan Thompson-Wynn
is a football player.
Yeah, pretty good little football player there.
Owen Green.
Number 11, Owen Green, going to be a center for the Blue Devils. Number 13, Tyler Rundell. He's a guard for the Blue Devils.
So it looks like size-wise, we've got a bit of an advantage on Brevard.
Yep. Where is Wynn going to school?
He's only a junior.
He's only a junior? Okay. I thought he would have committed somewhere for some reason, but I may be wrong there.
He may have in football. I'm not sure, but I know he's just a junior, so he'll be back next year to wreak havoc on the conference.
Back to the Bears. To Mason, right circle. Maddox, corner drive. Hands back to Nick Messer, top of circle. To Isaiah Mintz, to Kruk. He's going to drive all the way around the circle. Hand back to Isaiah Mintz. Kruk with the three-point shot. Good.
Right on cue.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Fargo Contracting.
Wynn to Buchanan to Rundell. Back to Wynn. And shot by number three, Taylor, rebounded by Mason Putnam. He's going to drive to Kruk again. Another three-pointer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Campbell gets off to a quick start.
Wynn to number 11, Green, top of circle. To Buchanan. Back to number 13, Rundell. Back to three, Braden Tyler. To Wynn. To Green, top of circle. Out of bounds off of the Bears.
Guys, if you remember, at Tuscola, Campbell had 14 in the first quarter and knocked down some big shots. But 14 in the first quarter. Now he's hit two threes here in this first quarter. So he seems to come ready to right out of the gate.
And I think Mason gets a lot of notoriety. Well deserved. People are really focused on him. They kind of forget about Campbell over there. And he makes it pay for it.
They might want to start thinking about him.
Green has the ball to Buchanan. Right circle, back to the top. Number three, Taylor. To number 13, shoots a three-pointer, and it is good. Nick Messer crossing the timeline. Back to Maddox. To Isaiah Mintz. Put up a shot, good. Layup.
There's another kid who stepped up this year, is Mintz.
Number one is going to drive, put a shot, and he's fouled.
Yeah, Mintz continues to step up, specifically on defense. Mm-hmm. He does all the dirty work for us.
Yep.
He's that guy.
You got to love those kids, too.
Buchanan with the two-point shot. One free throw to go. Off the rim. Rebounded by Mintz. Mason. Back to Mintz. Mason in the corner, right corner. He's going to drive. And tries to get a shot up.
forced it.
Yeah, forced it a little bit. Win to number one. And the Blue Devils throw it out of bounds. Possession to the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know about offensively. We're yet to be seen with Wynn. But when you take it into his chest underneath, he doesn't budge a whole lot. He's not big, but he's very athletic and pretty thick.
Yeah, not sure how many of these kids here was on the state runner-up football team.
So Messer has it top of circle to right. Top of circle. He's going to drive, put up a shot, and
nice
good.
Move.
Jumper in the lane. Went crossing the timeline quickly to number 13, Rundell. Win to number one, to number three. No. And possession to the Blue Devils.
Good ball movement by
after the rebound.
Brevard that time.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't come up with a shot, but did a good job of moving it to get that open look.
Sure did. That last play down, too, Maddox Wright with a solid move in the interior of the paint.
He did. He had a great move down there.
Win to number three for the three-pointer. No good. Win with the rebound. And Green in the lane, and the ball goes out of his hands. Possession to the Bears.
The wind continues to give people good looks.
Mm-hmm.
Crook has the ball, crossing the timeline, going to the right, hands to Maddox, back in the corner. Crook.
Good look.
Great pass.
Mason in the lane.
Runs the Pisgah score to 12-5 here at 4:13.
Wind for the drive. To number 13, back to win. Number three, three-pointer, no good. Camel Crook with the rebound. Hands back to Mason. And after that, Nick Messer has it to right, back to Campbell. He's going to drive. Timeout, Pisgah.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal business insurance needs.
Actually, I think we got a double foul on that.
Yeah, it must not be a timeout.
Nope, that's okay. We got a good timeout in there for Messer Insurance. So, or for Michelle at Canton Insurance. Maybe
Campbell.
Messmer gave me a discount now. I got him a free.
He's the Campbell, free throw guy.
Campbell crossing the top of circle. Mason to Camden Robinson in the left corner. Back to Mason. To Maddox. To Campbell. Hands back to Maddox on the circle. To Mason. And under move, layup, good.
14-5, Pisgah lead.
Win guarded by Mintz. And
the turnover. As I tell you down there just a minute ago, Campbell had knocked down the two threes. Well, he drew a lot of attention, drove baseline. As they collapsed, instead of trying to force it, he dished it to a wide open Putnam right in the lane. It was a pretty play.
Mason crossing the timeline to Camden Robinson. Back to Mason, top of circle. To Maddox. He's going to drive. Up and under layup. Mintz with the rebound. Block. Possession to the Blue Devils. Christian Connolly with the ball. And Blue Devils miss a shot, rebounded to Mason. He's going to drive all the way to the lane. Good. Now we have a timeout. Brevard.
Now we have a timeout on the court. And that's sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So here with this timeout, guys, 16-5, Pisgah has got out to a quick lead here with 2:14 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm not as worried now about that East Henderson hangover that I was talking about early. We came out ready to play.
Well, it looks like Bavard relies a good deal on the three themselves.
Yep.
It has not been falling for them. We're playing really good defense on this end. But then we're getting in great transition and getting good looks down on their end.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just loving our energy right now. And again, we talked about Mintz earlier. He don't show up in the score in the stats a lot, but I mean, he's gotten three rebounds here and a good bucket down there. Like you said, he does our dirty work. You gotta love kids like that, man. It's just willing to get in there and beat and bang and get after a loose ball, make things happen.
Yeah, him and Messer and Camden Robinson, to a large extent, are those kind of guys. You know, they give us good quality minutes.
Yep.
Wind crossing the timeline. Number 10. Number 2, Conley, back to Wynn, top of circle. He's back to number 13. Conley with the layup, Maddox with the rebound. To Campbell, crossing the timeline. Maddox, top of circle. To Nick Messer. To Campbell. He's going to drive. Hands back to Maddox in the right corner. And he knocked out of a Bavard Blue Devil knee. Possession to the Bears. Mason inbounds the ball to Crook, top of circle. To Cameron Robinson, back to Crook, to Mason. Maddox right. Mason to Crook. Another three-pointer off the rim. Maddox with the rebound. Oh, good.
Boy. Great position by Maddox right.
Win to number two. That's Christian Connolly. The center for the Blue Devils is Jacobian Griffin, and he's going to the line to shoot two free throws.
So that is Maddox's second foul here early in the first, team third. So that's not what you want to see.
No,
for Maddox.
Probably should have let that one right there just went.
Yeah, we're up 18-5. Don't pick up that second foul right there.
Right.
First free throw, no good.
Micah Devlin and Isaiah Mintz back in for Mason Putnam and Maddox Wright.
Next free throw is rebounded to...
And who else? Isaiah Mintz on the floor with a loose ball.
Crook to Messer, back to Crook. To Camden Robinson.
Way off.
Yep. Woo. Rebound to Campbell. Bavard in a 2-3 zone now. Mintz to Crook. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Possession to the Bears.
So 16 seconds left here.
Basket. Inbounds to Crook. Back to Messer. To Micah Devlin. Back to Crook. Long three-pointer. No good. And Wynn controls the rebound at the end of the first quarter.
So To the end of the first quarter, your Bears lead 18-5 here in the boys' game. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box here at Brevard High School, where your Bears have taken an 18-5 lead here after the first quarter. So, guys, we're talking about a little bit. Coach Rodomer has done an excellent job getting these guys prepared here
tonight. He really has. Like I say, it was a tough game to come into after the East Henderson game, but they are definitely focused.
Possession to the Blue Devils as we start the second quarter. Conley with the three-point shot. Good. Misser. Hands to Crook. To Mason Putnam. To Jace Creason. Blocked. Win. Driving across the timeline to Conley to number 10. That's another three-point shot for Brady Anderson.
That'll get you back to the game in a hurry.
Crossing the timeline to Mason Putnam. To Nick Messer. Top of circle. To Mason. Back to Crook. Back to Crook with another three-point shot. Rebound to Mintz. Good. And layup.
Great job by Isaiah Mintz.
Anderson to Wynn. To Conley. Back to Anderson. To Wynn. To Rundell, back to Wynn. Number two, Conley has it. Tytavian Griffin makes the layup in the lane. Mason crossing the timeline. To Misser, to Crook. Back to Messer on the right circle. To Mason. To Nick Messer, he's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Griffin with the rebound. Win. And another three-pointer for the Blue Devils. 20-16. Mason crossing the timeline.
They've heated up from the three-point line.
Yes, they have.
Crut to Mason, top of circle. To Messer. To Mason. And
oh, good move.
Mason's fouled. And he'll shoot free throws.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
First time we've gotten to the line this game in the second quarter.
Free throws, no good. Messmer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Second free throw is off as well. Conley back to Wynn. Wynn going to drive, put up a shot, and Griffin with the rebound. So Mason crossing the timeline
to Truck to Messer in the left corner. Messer shoots the ball. Rebound off the Blue Devils. Pisgah ball.
Guys, we've gone cold here, and they have heated up.
We hit our first two threes, and we've missed our last six.
And the ball is, well, Creason finally corrals the ball. And Mason drives the lane, and he's fouled.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
It'll be a three-point play for Mason if he hits the free throw.
See, that's Mason's strong point. He can get to the rim. He drives and slashes really well.
And three missed free throws. Mason with a steal. Nick Messer, three-pointer, no good. To win, number 13, Anderson, three-pointer, no good. Win with the rebound. To Conley, he's going to drive. To win, to Anderson, no good. Mason with the rebound. And he went around the person to score the two.
It's that score back to 6-point lead.
And a three-pointer for Brevard.
Score's now 24-21, Pisgah.
Crutt back to Mason, to Nick. To Mason, left circle. To Mintz in the right corner. Campbell guarded by number 10. Back to the top of the circle. For Mason, to Nick Messer, to Campbell Crook. Mintz with the rebound. To Campbell. Back to Campbell. Three-pointer. Nope. Rebound to Mason Putnam. Yes!
That three-point shot is sponsored by Four-Girl Contracting.
Connolly, number 13, Rundell. Back to Wynn. And the ball's stolen away. Mason has it now. To Campbell. Back to Mason. Nick Messer with a three-pointer and knocked out of bounds by Wynn. Possession to the Bears.
Well, Isaiah Mintz just keeps getting his hands on everything on the offensive rebounding side.
He does. He is so active out there.
Pisgah now with a 6-point lead here with 2:18 left in the second.
Crutt to Mason in the right corner. Back to Crutt. Camden, top of circle.
It was a walk. He wasn't going to call it till the crowd reacted. So
yeah, it was definitely a walk.
Yep.
Cannon inbounds the ball to Wynn. To Anderson. Another three-point shot. Mason. To Crutt. Top of circle. To Camden Robinson. Back to Mason. Top of circle. To Campbell, long three-pointer, no good. And rebound to Green to Wynn. Back to Wynn. Anderson with another three-pointer short. Mason with the rebound. And Camden Robinson's going to make a layup on that good pass for Mason. And Mason tries to steal the ball, but Brevard calls timeout.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Camden Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So with 1:15 left here in the second period, your Bears lead 29-24. Bard takes a timeout there trying to keep possession. So, guys, the Bard team has really heated up from three.
They have five, and they've hit five this quarter so far.
Got them back into this game.
Yep, number 10 himself, Anderson, is at three.
I've been impressed. We've done a nice job of responding. Every time they get it to three, we kind of separate it again.
Yep.
Jacob Troll off the bench.
Yeah, Coach Rodon has used a platoon of individuals.
He has.
Jace Prisson, Caleb Miller, and now Jacob Troll getting minutes while Maddox can't be in there.
Looks like we're going to do a 2-3 zone right now. Oh, yep. Out of bounds for the Blue Devils. Possession to the Bears.
Probably not what the Brevard coach wanted out of that timeout.
No.
But certainly what Coach Rodarmer wanted.
Campbell has it. Back to Mason. Back to Campbell. Back to Mason. Mason's going to drive. Back to Campbell. And we're going to have a foul on Kruk. Correction, Kruk is fouled in the lane.
And the Brevard fans are not happy about that. But these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is good.
With that free throw, Pisgah's been able to stretch this lead back to six.
And now it's seven. Win. Almost a steal for Kruk. Inbounds will be in the front of the Bears' bench. Win guarded by Mintz. Win's going to drive. Put up a shot. Good. Mintz to Mason. At the buzzer, short.
With that, we're going to head to halftime as Sure Bears lead 31-26 here at Brevard. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears have taken a 31-26
Vestas Uniform
lead
Services
here at halftime, and it's time for your halftime show. Halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Jack, give me some thoughts on that first half.
Well, with Maddox out, it became a competitive game.
Yeah, I thought that's a good lesson for Maddox. We don't need him to pick up two in the first quarter because that definitely changed the momentum there. So, Mark, what do you got for stats there?
Well, Mason is leading us with 13. Campbell's got 8. Campbell came out really hot there to start. He knocked down 2 threes quickly. Camden Robinson, 2. Mintz, 4. And Maddox, 4. The difference, though, is we got that 18-5 lead in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden they came in the second quarter, and they hit 5 threes in the second quarter. They're shooting 6 of 12 from the three-point line, whereas we're shooting 3 of 14. They're 0 for 3 from the three free throw line, and we're 2 of 5 from the free throw line. So, I mean, we're playing hard and playing good. It's obvious they want to shoot. They're going to live and die by the three. Right now, they're making them. So they're making a good portion of them anyway.
And I thought we did a good job there in the first half. Talking about Maddox being out, we responded to that, and I thought that Jace Creason, Caleb Miller, and Jacob Troll all did a good job of really filling in for Maddox there and getting us through that quarter.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's good when you can platoon them in. I mean, that's a lot of fouls you can give up if you have to. But all three of those guys, like you said, came in and were solid. But it's obvious they want to shoot it. You know, I noticed Wynn several times. He had a look in the lane, and he would kick it out to the three-point shot.
He is the engine that makes them go.
Yep.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where you're listening to the Paper Town Equipment Rental Halftime Show. So, Mark, talking about, we got out to the good lead, 18-5 in the first quarter. They came back, got back into it with a lot of threes there in the second quarter. If you're Coach Rodomer right now, what is the message to our team?
Well, I don't anticipate them to quit shooting the three. You can tell that's one of their staples. I would say try to pick it up a little quicker. Keep them from – I don't see them going 50% the rest of the way either. I could be wrong, but and then just, you know, get back into our rhythm. We took a lot of threes, too. Now, we just wasn't hitting ours. We made 3 out of 14. That's not a great percentage from a three-point line. So I'd just like to see us settle down and, you know, work the ball just a little more, run some clock, and get our easy twos instead of always a three.
Yeah, one thing I noticed there on our threes, especially when Campbell was shooting in the second quarter, he's got much, much deeper than they had before.
Yep.
So we got to figure out how to get him the ball where he's square, you know, their length, maybe forcing us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say then is it's that pump fake and go by. If they're going to get up and try to distract that, pump fake, go by, and maybe the little 10-foot jump shot.
Yeah, that's a good point, because those first two he hit, he was pretty much spotted up right on the line and caught and shot off the pass.
And he wasn't the only one. I think I noticed that about most of our threes. They were a little more extended out than what I'm used to seeing us shoot there in the second period after we came out fairly hot early.
Yeah. It's already a low percentage shot, but when you back it on up 3-4 feet, makes it a little tougher.
And if you're Brevard, you know, they said in the first quarter, they kind of living down that three.
They do.
And we talked about Wynn. He does a nice job of kind of creating. He's probably maybe too unselfish sometimes.
Yeah. He passed up a few shots there in the paint to kick it out so they could take a three.
But that's how they're getting, you know, so we're playing really good defense. They're doing a good job of creating some open shots, and they just happened to knock them down in that second period.
Yeah, they did. And like I say, hats off to them. I can't see them keep shooting that way, but, you know.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's hope not. Yeah, 50% is a pretty good clip from the three-point line.
So, folks, when we come back, we're going to have the second half of this exciting boys game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where both teams have come out of the locker room, starting to warm up. We got about 1:52 left before we start that second half, guys. Again, folks, your Bears lead 31-26 here as we enter into the second half. Huge game for us here. Need to really buckle down and pull this one out, Mark.
Yeah, this is one of those situations you grow a lot in this game, because this is a team that's middle of the conference with you. You've had a lead. They've came back. You got to learn to close it out right here. Learning how to finish games is going to help you later down the road. And this is one of those that they're going to have to bear down and try to finish.
Yeah, and talking to Coach Rodheimer before this game, he knew this was going to be a tough game
right. For
his kids. And he told them as much, you know, that they're going to have to come prepared to play. And I think they have. They've come out
ready
to play. I think Brevard did a great job of responding after we got out to a good lead in the first quarter. It's going to make for an exciting second half.
It really is. It really is. We'll just see how we respond now.
So folks, again, here are our boys on a 7-game win streak here, sitting at 11-4, 4-2 in the conference, tied for second with East Henderson and Smoky Mountain. One game behind Franklin. We get to see all of those teams again. Be back at Smoky Mountain next Tuesday. So that'll be another big one.
Yeah, it'll be a really big game.
But first things first, folks, got to finish this one out.
That's right.
Pisgah has the ball as we start the second half. Messer to Truck to Messer. Back to Crook, top of circle, to Mason. Mason on the right circle. To Crook. And tip pass. Connolly has it now for the Blue Devils. He's top of circle. Guarded by Mason. Anderson. Long three-pointer, good, by number 13, Tyler Rundell. Maddox in the left corner to Crook, to Nick Messer.
And another steal. Lazy passes.
Two in a row.
And here's another three-point shot. Good.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, folks, real quick here in the third quarter, Brevard has hit 2 3-pointers to take a 32-31 lead, and Coach Rodomer is not happy, guys.
He's not. He is passionately telling them that turnovers are turning into 3-pointers on the other end. And that hurts, too. Boy, when you make a lazy pass and they turn around and nail a three at the other end, you go quickly up 5 to being down 1.
Now, one thing I've noticed is Christian Conley didn't start the game for him, but has started this half. And they're much more athletic right now than what they started with.
Right.
And they're almost daring us to shoot the three right now and kind of baiting us into those passes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Mason crossing the timeline to Pruitt. To Mason, to Maddox. Going to put a shot at block by Griffin. To win. Back to Rundell.
You can tell they're looking for the three.
Wynn, top of circle. To Anderson. Anderson's going to drive. Put up a shot. Blocked by Maddox. But tip out of bounds by Maddox.
That's what we want them to do. We just didn't come up with a rebound. But we want them to take that drive.
Absolutely. I think they shoot better from the outside than they do from in the paint.
And if we can get a rebound, there you go, Maddox.
Boy, Maddox.
Mason's going to drive all the way to the basket and make a layup. Wynn crossing the timeline to Anderson, back to Wynn. Wynn's going to hand the ball to Griffin, back to number 2, Conley. To Rundell, back to Griffin, and a steal by Campbell. He's going to drive, and to Mason.
Good pass.
There you go, in the lane. 2-point shot.
Runs the Pisgah lead to back to 3.
If you notice, they're running this 4-out offense. That's what they're wanting every time is a 3-pointer.
Conley to Rundell. To Griffin, top of circle, back to Conley, back to Rundell, to Conley in the corner, Wynn, guarded by Mintz, and Walt, Conley with the shot, and off of the Blue Devils.
They're going to say that was off of Pisgah, and the Blue Devils retain possession. I thought it was off of them as well, Jack.
I've not even seen Wynn attempt a three-pointer yet. He seems to be wanting to distribute it. Anderson and Rundle are your shooters.
That is the third foul on Maddox. Wynn
Gingerly
walked to the bench.
Yes, walked to the bench.
He'll be out for just a little while.
Conley top of circle to number 1. Maddox right with a rebound.
They finally miss a 3.
Mason left circle to Nick Messer. Mason with a layup. Again in the lane.
Well, Pisgah score back to 5.
Conley to number 1, Buchanan. Back to Conley to Anderson. We're bothering him now.
And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession back to the Blue Devils.
Imagine that. Isaiah Mintz is on the floor with a loose ball.
And I'd say the timeout by Coach Rodon
did the job.
He got his point across.
It was very effective.
We're on a 6-0 run right now, and our energy levels just seems much higher.
McCann on top of circle. Back to Green. Hands back to number 13. And give and go, not correct. Mason to Camden Robinson. Back to Crook, top of circle. Robinson. Back to Mason, to Crook. Back to Mason. Back to Crook. To Mason. Top of circle. To Crook. Left corner. Taking their time. Robinson. Mason. Gonna drive. Hands back to Robinson. Back to Mason. And he's
there
fouled.
He draws it.
Good patience there on offense.
Absolutely. Hey, in high school with no shot clock, that's great right there. You got the lead. Just work it till you get the good shot.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Man, free throws.
Well, Mason has played a very good game, with the exception of shooting free throws tonight.
Next one is good.
He has got us back to a 6-point lead, though.
Wynn back in the court. Back to Buchanan. And stolen away. Mason's going to drive. Oh, taken away by number Wynn, Buchanan. Rundell back to number 3. Braden Taylor to Rundell to Green to Wynn. That was a walk.
Walk, yep.
I thought they might have got Maddox for his fourth for the bump, but they didn't call it. Thank goodness.
I'm sorry, their whole offense, you can watch the way they run it. They're just looking for the three.
Hamill. Top of circle to Mason, right circle to Mintz. Back to Mason. To Mintz. Back to Mason. And Mintz with the up and under layup. No good. Wynn with the ball. And he throws it away.
Yeah, he thought 13 was going to cut. 13 pulled up for the three.
Yep.
The zig was zagged.
It was a bullet pass, too.
Mason has it. He's going to drive to Maddox Wright. Three-pointer.
Nice.
There you go, Maddox.
That three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Wynn to Buchanan to Taylor. Back to Green. Back to number 13. Going to drive. Stolen away by Campbell. And lost the ball. Possession back to the Blue Devils. Get a rebound. Another Blue Devil shot. Air ball to Mason. And we're going to have another foul against Mason Putnam.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Boy. Hand in the basket. Hand in the basket.
I noticed Mason is shooting 64% on the year. He's got too good a shot to be shooting that. I'm telling you, he's got good rotation, good follow through. It's just not going in.
45 seconds left here in the quarter.
And that was short.
We get Maddox Wright out of the game.
Conley, right circle. Another three-point shot, no good. Possession to Mason, and he's fouled by Wynn. Isaiah Morris coming in for the Bears.
Just a fourth team foul on Brevard.
Morris and a steal. And Blue Bells make a layup.
Lazy pass picked off.
Camden. Back to Morris. 5 seconds to go. Campbell crutch with the three-pointer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forgan Contracting. And with that three, your Bears could pull out to a 10-point lead at the end of the third quarter. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this exciting game against Brevard. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Brevard High School, where your Bears enter the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead, 44-34. Guys?
Well, we were able to stretch it back up by 5 points there. So this is a crucial couple of minutes right here to start as Wynn scores.
So Maddox. Mason has it crossing the timeline. Messer in the left corner. Back to Crutt, top of circle. Back to Nick, right circle.
Really have to stretch this thing on out instead of them coming back and making it a tight game down the stretch.
Yep.
On the road is going to be tough.
Inbounds to Crutt for the Bears. To Mason, left circle. Back to Crutt. To Nick Messer, jumper in the lane, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Campbell.
I know it looked like it was off of Campbell, but Campbell's hand was behind the Brevard player's hand. I think that ball touched Brevard last, but they didn't holler up here and ask me my opinion either. So,
so Wynn crossing the timeline. Hands it back to rebound goes back to Lynn, to Green, to Buchanan, top of circle. And good. Campbell with a good steal.
Don't have numbers.
Back it out. Mason's going to drive. Put up a shot. And it missed it. 2-on-1 for the Blue Devils.
Walked.
I walked.
He walked.
Yep.
No call, though.
Green. Hands back to Taylor.
It's only walking if they call it, right?
That's right.
Wynn going to drive again against Nate Maddox. Blocked. Crook to Nick Messer. Back to Maddox. To Campbell. Mason with the three-pointer. Rebounded by Messer. Blocked. Wynn's going to drive. And a foul on the floor against Minsk. Minsk. Inbounds the ball to Griffin, stolen away by Maddox, to Crook, and slowly across the timeline to Mason. Still dribbling. Gets to Nick Messer. To Mason. To Crook. Back to Nick. And stolen away, almost stolen away by number 13, Lindell. Possession back to the Bears.
I wouldn't mind if we did this for another 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll take possessions like this all day.
Messer inbounds the ball to Crook. Mintz. Mason. Back to Maddox. Guarded by Griffin. And he's fouled.
Yeah, he got the charge on him.
Yep.
Maddox is fourth. He's asking to stay in the game, and Coach Ron Armour is going to trust him.
So Wynn crossing the timeline to Griffin, number 10. Number 13, three-pointer, no good. Mintz with the rebound.
Man, all over him.
To Mason. And Mason is fouled.
That worked out.
Is it a floor or a two?
Now, they're going to give him the free throws.
Yeah.
He may have forced his way in there, but I will take the call. And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a free throw today. And with that, there's a timeout on the court. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, guys, here with 4:28 left, since that timeout, they've scored 4 points there in the third quarter.
Absolutely.
And that was early in the third period. The other nice coaching adjustment I think they've done, we've done, Coach Redhammer and his team, is if you'll watch number 13, wherever he goes, Campbell Crook has got his nose in the number 13.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's not even paying attention to what else is going on the court on defense. He's just face guarding that kid.
Yep. You made a few on me, but we're not going to let you just keep taking them, so I like that. And again, I really like the passion of the timeout, too. It shows the boys the seriousness of what's going on. And they've responded to him.
So Mason has one more free throw. Up. Oh, whoa. Rebound to the Blue Devils. Win to Griffin, and he's fouled in the lane.
It looks like that one's going to be on Isaiah Mintz. That's a team third this quarter, guys.
Free throw is good. Truck. Commence to Mason, and we're going to have a foul on number 13, Rundell.
How many of the team fouls is that? I am going to say, as we get down this stretch here, we're going to have to get the ball in Campbell's hands when they start fouling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. The official looks around. He's not even sure which number the scoring table.
Right. Mason in the backcourt. He's gonna push it to Crook. Top of circle. Crook still dribbling.
And really need a score right here, guys.
Back to Crook. Back to Maddox.
Great move,
yes,
Maddox.
That
boy.
This gives the lead back to 8 here at 3:37. Now.
Strong move by Maddox right there.
Win to Griffin in the lane. To Connolly, top of circle. Back to Win in the right corner. Connolly to Rundell, to Griffin, to Taylor. To Connolly, 10, to number 1, Buchanan,
well, Maddox,
rebound to the Bears.
Much better job defending the 3. Maddox. I'm not sure they have an offense other than drive and kick for the 3.
Cameron Robinson.
They haven't run anything.
Hands back to Crook. Mason's going to drive, hand back to Robinson, back to Mintz, to Maddox in the left corner.
Don't got to be in a hurry, guys.
Back to Crook.
Let that clock run.
Hands back to Mason. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils.
It's hard for us to see the team fouls from where we're at, but it appears to be 3-2 or 3-3. I'm not sure.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Mark, what's Coach Rodomer talking in the huddle?
Right here, if I'm Coach Rodomer, and I'm telling them again, we're a couple fouls away from being in a bonus right now. That clock is going to run. We want the clock to run. So if we don't get an easy open layup or a good finish, let's keep dribbling it, make them foul us, get us up into the bonus. And, again, I would like to see the ball in Campbell's hands because he's obviously our best free throw shooter on the floor.
So the foul count is 2 on Brevard, 3 on Pisgah right now.
2 and 3, okay. So we can run a lot of time waiting for those other 3 fouls. And they're trying to get them, too.
Yep. Foul on Mason.
So their strategy is going to be with 2.5 minutes to go is go ahead and start fouling. Not bad the way we've shot free throws, to be honest with you. We We are 4 of 11 from the free throw line.
Mason, backcourt. Almost crossing the timeline. Now he is fouled again by Wynn.
That is going to be foul number 4 on Brevard.
Mintz inbounding the ball.
There we go.
Truck.
Keep it, Campbell. There we go.
Hands back to Mason, and he's fouled.
It's a good strategy, guys, I'm telling you.
The one thing I will say is in the last game against East, it seemed like Mason struggled at the free throw line. Not as bad as tonight, but struggled early. But coming on the stretch, he hit all his free throws.
Good.
So maybe let's do it, Mason. Tonight.
Yep, let's do it now.
Off the rim.
Tried to give him a little goodwill.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I like how you think, too.
There you go.
And those free throws are sponsored by Messner Insurance Agency.
Taylor crossing the timeline to win. And almost stolen away.
Mintz with a kick.
Wynn bounding the ball to
Wynn almost stepped in before Griffin. He threw it.
And Maddox gets the rebound. And Mason makes a layup. Good pass by Maddox.
That's a big bucket right there, guys.
That runs the score back to 11 for Pisgah. I wasn't sure if they were going to give that foul to Brevard on Mason. He certainly got into it. Fans were not happy down there.
No.
So possession to the Blue Devils after Mason's foul against the Blue Devil. Wynn inbounded the ball to Taylor, guarded by Putnam. And
good steal. That's a foul. There you go. Come on, Kevin.
There you go.
Should have been, Kevin. I agree with you.
Yeah, folks, if you were here and saw that, number one for Brevard decided to drive down the lane on Mason Putnam, helped defense by Campbell Crook, got the steal, and he was on his way back here, and number one just laid out and tackled him.
Tackled him, basically, yep.
These Pisgah free throws are brought to you by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Wow. Campbell misses one. Wow.
They offer insurance products, so it would not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Up 11, a chance to make it 12.
Free throw good.
Well, we're getting them one at a time.
Wynn. Top of circle. Two-point shot for Taylor.
Tip your hat there. There wasn't much you could do with that shot. There we go. Working the clock now.
Foul on Wynn against Crook. Two more free throws.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Elementary now. Make your free throws.
Yeah, up 10 with 104 left.
It seems like we've said the word free throws a lot this game.
We've shot a lot of them.
Yeah, boy.
Next free throw on the way. Good. Wynn crossing the timeline. Going to drive. And makes a layup. To Camden Robinson. And they're going to foul him.
And So here with 50 seconds left, a 10-point lead. Cameron Robinson will go to the line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
Rattles off. One more free throw for Camden. And that one is good. 54-43. 50 seconds to go in the game. Wynn going to drive again. And the tip is to Mintz. And Rundell, the correction, Anderson, knocked it off of Isaiah's knee. Possession to the Blue Devils. Win.
There, we got a foul on Camden Robinson that will send Brevard to the free throw line here with 33.6 seconds left.
That's Braden Taylor taking two free throws for the Blue Devils. First one is good.
This right here will be only their sixth attempt from the free throw line, and we've shot 19.
2-2 moment there for Coach Grodommer.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robinson.
Both free throws are good. Truck has it, and he's fouled.
He got pushed from behind and went down hard. Fans weren't happy about that. With a 9-point lead, it'll send Campbell Crook back to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
First free throw is good by Campbell. Boy, and the second one is good as well. 56-45, 25 seconds to go in the game.
Campbell's 5 of 6 this quarter from free throw line. It's solid.
Now that's keeping this lead right here, 56-45. We fouled again here with 22.6 left. Coach Rodon cannot be happy with that.
I think Maddox is fouled
out. Oh, they're calling
out.
That on Maddox.
Yep.
So his fifth.
And number one, Grant Buchanan, shooting two free throws. Micah Devlin on the floor. Free throw, no good. Second free throw is no good. Campbell Crook with the rebound.
There we go.
He's going to be fouled.
He did a good job of running more time off the clock.
Yes, sir.
15.1 seconds left. Bears up by 11. Campbell Crook will go back to the line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
Oh. In and out.
Oh, jinxed him.
So we're going to get the 6-8.
No hitter. That's short.
Get his own rebound.
So now we're down to 11.5 seconds, folks. The Bears still up by 11.
First free throw is good. 57-45 Bears. Second one is good as well. 58-45. 11 seconds to go in the game. Hands the ball to Anderson for a long three-pointer. Morris with the rebound, and time is going to expire. Bears win 58-45.
So with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your player of the game. You'll listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your A1 Storage Player of the Game.
All righty, A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort for a Pisgah player is going to go to Campbell Kruk. Campbell was clutch tonight. He had three threes, but most importantly, in the fourth quarter, stepped up and hit, I think, 8 of 10 free throws down the stretch. So A1 Storage, if you're looking for a place to store your stuff from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. A1 Storage, player of the game, Campbell Kruk.
Folks, Bears come out with a 58-45 win here tonight. Lots of good action there. Tell us about some of the other stats, Mark.
All right. Mason Putnam also had a solid night. He scored 22 tonight. Maddox chipped in 9, had some big rebounds. Isaiah Mintz had 4, and then Camden Robinson had 2, and that rounded out your scoring. We had 5 guys in the scoring column. Again, I know we won by 13, but we were 13 of 25 from a free throw line tonight, so I'm sure if we – Coach Runner would like to improve on that a little bit. That is just over 50%, barely over 50%. So we should be shooting better than that from free throw line.
Yeah, not the cleanest game for us, but really played hard. And when they got that 1-point lead, great timeout by Coach Rodehammer, really got into them. And from that point forward, yeah, we really just took control of this game. You can see
sure.
The effort level change.
For sure. I was looking at a couple of negatives there, but yeah, I don't want to take anything away. I was a quality win on the road after coming off the East Henderson game, playing a Brevard team that's 3-3 in the conference, and obviously a tougher team than what their record is. So, yeah, hats off to Pisgah tonight. Great win.
Yeah, and with that win, it really sets us up, Mark, for the second half. We're one game behind Franklin, tied with East and Smoky, depending on what they do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Could be ahead of both of those, but we know we're going to be one game behind Franklin
right.
Coming into the stretch. So we really control our own destiny here.
So we're 5-0 this season. Wrestling in these four games.
Against Brevard?
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
I like it.
So, good win all the way around. So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have closing comments. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live on the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Blue Devil Den, I guess we should say.
Yep.
Where your Bears have made a clean sweep tonight, all four games. Got wrestling the other night against Brevard as well. So, as Jack was saying, 5-0 sweep here against Brevard in the last 2 or 3 days. So, guys, any last thoughts on this game?
I just sitting here thinking, dreading to drive home, but it's a lot easier when you just come in here and swept four games. So, great job by Pisgah Bears. What a great night to be a Bear fan to win, take four from Brevard.
Yeah, there's nothing better. This is an old rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to come in here and take all four, take that wrestling match the other night and some dominating performance there. Just a really, really good time to be a Bear right now.
Absolutely. Jack, did you tell me earlier that we shut Brevard out the other night in 70, wrestling?
72 to nothing.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Let me say something here.
So 72 to nothing. I don't know much about wrestling, but I'm just saying in any sport, if you get shut out, that's you got dominated.
Yeah, it was all matches. And most matches were in significant wins for the Pisgah wrestlers.
Landon Pope, I'm guessing, still undefeated.
Yes. We have a try meet next Tuesday. It's senior night for the wrestlers. They are wrestling Tuscola and North Henderson. So if you can't go to the game in Silva, come to the wrestling match, and you can listen to these guys on the radio.
There you go.
Yes, so folks, you heard it there. Our wrestling team has a try match next Tuesday night at home, senior night. Come support those gentlemen and ladies there. And your basketball teams will be back in action next Tuesday night in Silva at Smoky Mountain. Two really big games there next week.
Yeah,
as well. So Smoky Mountain girls are two games behind our girls in the conference race, sitting either in a tie for second or in third, depending on how the games went tonight. Other games went tonight. And our boys were looking to avenge one of those conference losses. But as of tonight, another team that sits tied with us in second place, one game behind Franklin.
Gotcha.
And it will be a great environment out there, I'm sure, because they're going to come ready to play as well in both of those games.
Absolutely. And be sure to tune in, because word has it, I just heard a minute ago, that we might have a veteran guest next week. I hope he's listening to us. His initials are Mike Loveless, so that'd be kind of cool to have him back doing what he does. So, looking forward to next week.
Yeah, be awesome. So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio. We appreciate all the sponsors bringing all the action. We appreciate all you folks listening tonight. Come back and join us again next Tuesday night as we take on Smoky Mountain.